All right, dude knowledge. Let's introduce you to Becky, calling us from Bardstown. Hi there, Becky.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Becky.
Becky.
Listen, I know that you've already got a suggestion for the show, right?
Well, yeah.
She's wanting lady knowledge.
Yeah. No, I get that.
But that would require me to
Kelly to actually work. Yes.
Do the work to come up with the questions, and that's the part I'm not on board with.
Listeners would send you plenty of questions.
Oh, listen, okay.
All right. Thank you, Becky, for the vote of confidence in the listeners. All right, Becky, we're doing you first. Hey there. She's 5'6", brown hair, drives a Dodge, been married 21 years.
Yeah.
She knows how it.
She's got it figured out.
That's right. Five questions, Becky. All of them typically guys would know.
Typically.
That's right.
Is the key word here.
You ready? You can call Kelly in for help one time if you think it'll help you.
Sometimes I'm helpful.
That's right. Question one, dude knowledge. How many outfielders are there in a standard Major League Baseball game? How many outfielders?
12.
You're just a little bit wrong.
Oh, so it's when outfielders are just the ones in the very back.
Yeah, we're looking for three. We're looking for three
outfielders. Yeah. You got the left fielder, the right fielder.
They'd catch more balls if there was 12.
The center fielder.
That's right. Okay. You're right, Becky. They would catch more balls.
You're right. They would. 100%. They should really think about revamping that.
All right. You're 0 for 1. Next question, dude knowledge. When it comes to cars, what does 4WD stand for? What is 4WD?
Four-wheel drive. Nice.
Yep, absolutely. Doing well. Here we go. Next question, Becky. Dude knowledge. What berries are primarily used in making gin? What berries? Gin.
Crap. I know this one.
And maybe this is the first time you ever learned that berries help make gin.
That is the lane I'm
in. Orange or something like that.
Orange? An orange berry?
Yeah.
It's
tropical. No?
Juniper.
Juniper.
Should have known that.
Juniper berries.
Okay.
And they're purple, I think.
Oh.
So I don't think they're even orange.
But they're called orange berries, right? I think
they're called juniper berries.
All of this is new information for me. I am learning all of it.
Oh, it's all good. All right. Becky, you're doing great. You only got one right so far. Here we go. Next question. How many horses run in the Kentucky Derby? 18, 20, or 22?
Hold on. I'm trying to think of how many you can bet on. Somebody always scratch.
Mm. Tag me in.
20.
20 is correct. Yes. You got it. Good job. All right. Last question. Sergio Garcia made headlines for throwing a temper tantrum recently while playing this sport.
Sergio Garcia.
Yeah, Sergio Garcia made headlines for throwing temper tantrum while playing this sport. You're right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like there's a lot of men that throw a temper tantrum every single time they play golf, too. Because it's a hard game!
Yeah.
You know, it's the relaxing sport that makes you throw a temper tantrum.
That's right.
I never understand why men play that to, quote, relax.
This was the moment, by the way.
I get so mad!
40 yards.
Frustrated Sergio, he hits the ground, and then not only do you take it out on the tee box, but the driver is done for the day.
The driver is done for the day. Yeah, it's done. Hey, Becky, good job.
Nice.
You got three right.
Not bad.
No, not bad at all.
I think I'm right about the gin.
Look it up.
You definitely didn't say juniper berries, and that's definitely the right answer. So, sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
I think, Ben, if you looked it up, there is a gin made out of an orange berry.
I said primarily.
Oh, okay. He's going to get you on semantics.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I know how you work.
Oh.
You dig at any little chink in the armor. Okay, she's literally looking it up right now for you, Becky. just
thank
know.
You, Kelly.
Just know that you've got a companion over here.
Do you want me to look up is there such a thing as orange berry?
Okay, so, London said via text, just so you know, a type of gooseberry is called orange berry.
Oh!
That is tropical.
Okay, she's not way off. You're not way off. Orange berry,
You're not way off, but you're still off. You still got that wrong. So sorry. But anyways, three out of five ain't bad.
It's a relatively obscure member of the citrus family, bearing small translucent pink fruits with juicy flesh and a sort of spicy gin-like flavor.
Okay.
I want to say that, right? A YouTube video at one point that stuck my brain.
All right, Becky, I still am commending you on your 3 out of 5.
There you go. That was still very good.
All right, so hang tight. We're going to hook you up with a prize. We're going to give you a choice of what you want and what you want, too.
Look at that. There you go.
Thank you for hanging out with us this morning.
Appreciate it. This is great. I love that she is sticking to her guns on that. Like, you know what? No, I saw that somewhere. I know I'm right.
Listen, you've got to have convictions, right?
Absolutely.
You got to have convictions.
And it looks like she was right.
She was not right.
I might give her half a point.
Okay. Dude knowledge on 99.7 DJX.